Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
I got a passion about our topic. I got a passion about what's going on
right now. Hey, guys, if you're on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/1982AstrosAlumni, thank you guys for being here on the show. Now, if you are on my show page, you'll see a link there in pretty much in the center of the show page that says follow the show. Click on that link, and that way you can follow the show. And what I mean by that is you'll get email alerts, or this way you can set it up. You can set it up as an email alert or a message that comes to your mobile about a half hour before the show starts. I have a show set up, and it'll give you my show notes and the title of the show about a half hour before the show starts. Now, I also promote the show on Twitter. If you are on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at 82AstrosAlumni. That's Twitter at 82, the number 82, Astros Alumni. Thank you guys for listening. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Give me 1 second and I'll be right back with you guys. Hey guys, sorry about that. I had had to answer a quick question real quick. Anyway, I'm stoked about tonight, and you can also follow me on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, you can friend me on Facebook by typing in my name, Franklin Williams, at the top of the page in the search box, and I should come up there, and you can send me a friend request, and I'll confirm your friendship. I don't turn anyone down. Excuse me. Like I said, I'm stoked about tonight's show. And if you want to call and weigh in on the show, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. You can call her at 770-732-0244. That's our sponsor. Okay, tonight's show is entitled, Why Can't We Follow Instructions at Graduations? It's in the glove box of my car. Okay. Anyway, the title of the show is, Why Can't We Follow Instructions at Graduations? Now, if you, like I said, if you want to weigh in on the conversation, you can call in at 818-301-5834. The reason I came up with this topic tonight is that when I had a graduation this morning. I went to my daughter's elementary school graduation. She's going to middle school next year, and they had a graduation ceremony. Anyway, and it was at a church. Anyway, what I'm talking about is that at every graduation, at every type ceremony like this, the maybe the MC or the, you know, whoever you want to, whoever's leading the conversation, leading the ceremony, the keynote speaker, whatever it is, all right? They get up there and at the beginning and tell you to turn your cell phones off or on vibrate. They also tell you to be respectful of the kids and try not to clap until all names are called. Try not to scream out your kid's name when your kid's name is called, whether it's for an award, whether it's for anything, until all kids' names are called. And then, in the middle of it all, in the middle of it all, and I won't even say the middle. I think that it wasn't even 15, 20 minutes after she made that announcement. They were doing some awards for, you know, they do all these different kind of awards. They were doing some type of award. And they called a kid's name. And three or four of the folks, you know, over here near us. Go, Peter! Go, go, Josh! You know what I'm saying? These 11-year-old kids. They're over here screaming, go, Josh, go, Josh! I'm like, man, they just said, don't scream out names. Hold your applause until all names are called. They screaming out names. They clapping. I mean, I know you're proud. I'm proud. But my thing is, these are the instructions that they gave you before the ceremony started. You sitting there, you heard everything they said, and yet still you said, bump that. When my kid come up for an award or name get called at any time, I'm going to scream out, go Josh! Go Caleb! Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they're clapping at the same time. And then it never fails with me. I'm always sitting near someone who's ringtone to come on. I refuse to say their phone rang. I refuse to say that. All I'm going to say is the damn ringtone came on. And you know, excuse my language, I know, you know, a lot of people listen to the show. But the darn ringtone came on. I can't say the phone rang because I don't think people are that stupid. I don't think people are, you know, not listening at that time. I think people say, bump you. My phone ring. I'm going to answer it. Oh, it's mind-blowing to me. And every time it happens, I seem to be sitting right down near the person that it happened to. The phone ring, and then, you know, it's almost always at a silent time. And it's never at a time when everybody's clapping, cheering, or anything like that. It's always at a quiet time in the ceremony. Somebody's phone ring. and nowadays, you know, the phone rings more than like four times. Your cell phone ring more than four times. Or two times, you know. And, you know, if somebody's trying to get in touch with you or want to go to voicemail, the phone's going to ring like six times. So if you're in a ceremony or something and your phone rings and it's on and it's not on vibrate, oh, man, I keep saying phone ring. And your ringtone come on, then, I think that, you know, you jump in your purse. And I say that because, now, don't take this wrong, ladies. I say this because it's always the ladies. It's always the women's phone, the women ringtone that comes on during the ceremony. It's always a woman. The next graduation you go to, you're going to hear a phone ring. Or the next ceremony you go to, I don't care, wedding, graduation, funeral, whatever it is. When that ringtone comes on, and everybody look that away, it's usually a woman. I'm serious. It's usually a woman. And it's just amazing what happened. Everybody looks your way. And, you know, like I said, I'm always sitting right there near the person that ringtone goes on. And it just, I mean, it made me so hot today that, you know, of course, I didn't say anything to anyone because, you know, if any of you guys out there know me, I'm not the one to start something. Now, I might finish something, but I'm not the one to start something. So if you push me in a corner now, I'll come out swinging. But in this case, yeah, I looked, but I didn't say anything. No one said anything, as a matter of fact. So what I'm saying is that I'm asking the question, why can't we follow instructions at graduations/ceremonies? Why can't we, as a, you know, normal adults? Oh, my goodness. And you know, I was so upset about it that I said, man, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna do a show. I'm gonna do a show about this. I mean, it was just mind blowing to me. And like I said, it never fails that the person is near me. It's like I walk in the place and say, where is, there she is. She's going to be the one to phone ring, so I'm going to go over here and sit by her because I want everybody to look my way. Nah. It's just, I laugh because I don't want to curse on the show. But when her ringtone came on, I keep saying this. My ringtone came on. I almost bust my teeth. Gritting my teeth. I was like, golly. I'm like, golly. And, I mean, my wife been guilty of that before. Now I think she got enough of it. What, that one time that she tried to be conscious to put her phone on silent. when we were at ceremonies. But you know something else? Some people, I don't know where they keep their phone or whatever, but they may have it on vibrate. And when it vibrates, everybody hears it, you know? You can hear it on the whole row of the church. You know, you ain't trying to answer it, right? You don't want nobody to know that it's your phone that's buzzing. So, you know, what I'd advise you to do, just shut it down. When you go in these places, just shut it down. I mean, if it's important, they're going to leave you a message and tell you to get home as soon as possible or whatever. If it's important, they're going to leave you a message. If they need to borrow some money, they're going to leave a message because they want to get in touch with you. They're going to say, hey, give me a call so you get a chance. I need to ask you something. So go ahead and shut it down when you go into a ceremony or graduation. Go ahead and shut it down. No big deal. You turn it on. When you finish up, you turn it on. And your messages will pop up. And you can listen to your messages and return your calls. Hey, how about that? That okay? And then on the other side, hey, man, let all the kids' names get called. I mean, somebody that was respectful to your kid right before they called your kid's name didn't clap for their kid until all the names were called. They were respectful of your kid. Your kid was behind their kid. They didn't clap when his name was called. So when your kid's name was called, you clapped. That way, you disrespected the kid behind your son or your daughter's. Him, you disrespectful to him. You were disrespectful to his parents and anybody that he had at the graduation or she had at the graduation because you were clapping when their name was called. And, you know, me as a parent, I mean, you know, they announcing names and you know, you're hearing, Maggie Sargay, they clapping for their kids. Before and then they calling your kid name and you're hearing all the clapping, you know, on top of your kid's name. That's disrespectful. That's what I'm talking about. The cell phone thing, I think, is bigger than that. But, you know, not being able to follow instructions at the graduation. And there are all this week and next week and week before this, there's been graduation after graduation after graduation. You know, you think a million of them. You know, elementary school, kids graduating from kindergarten, going to first grade. I mean, going to middle school, going to high school, coming out of high school, college graduations. All these graduations are going on at this time of the year. And you got to think, you know, if I had a dollar for every time someone didn't follow instructions at a graduation, you know, In my last few years of going to these things with my kids, if I had a dollar from just the people at those things that I've been to over the years, I'd have a nice little savings account with just that money in it. And you know, but that's my thing. That's what I was passionate about today. That's why I'm doing my show on that today. If you want to say something about if or if you had an experience at a graduation recently or last year or whatever, a year before that, anytime, call into the show, 818-301-5834. That, again, that number is 818, lock it in, 301-5834 is the number to the show. Call into the show and weigh in on the conversation. Now, I know a lot of you guys may, you know, I think I want to close the show like this. I got about 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to close the show like this. As I look at my numbers at night after my shows, I say to myself, man, there's a lot of people out there listening to your show every time you have a show. Because sometimes I'm doing different things and can't have a show. But, you know, I've had as many as 2,000 people listening to my show in one night. And I know there's a lot of people listening to the show tonight. What I want to say to you guys is that I'd like for you to start interacting with me on the show. A lot of people say, Frank, I don't want to be on the show. I call in and listen to the show, and that's fine. I don't mind that. But I know there are people out there that are listening to the show that would like to comment on some of the things I talk about. So if you'd like to comment, call into the show. It'll be like, you know, think of it like this. It's just Frank and I having a one-on-one conversation. I'm on my cell phone. He on his cell phone. We talking to each other. Or he's on his house phone. I'm on my house phone, and we're talking to each other. I just called him to ask him a question. Or I just called him to say hello. That's the way it is on the air. I mean, I know other people are listening to you, but think of it as just you talking one-on-one with me. And we don't have to get into a pushing and shoving match. I don't like that. But just tell me how you feel, and, you know, and we'll go on. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I am, you are. And I like to be entitled to my opinion. That's why I started this show. Because I want to tell you my opinion, and I want to hear your opinion. Because I guarantee you, we're not going to have the same opinion. You know, people say I'm a little crazy like that. But we're not going to have the same opinion. And that makes sense anyway, because, you know, an old saying goes that if both of you agree, all the time, if both of you agree all the time on the same stuff, one of you guys aren't needed. Think about that. If you and your husband or if you and your wife agree on the same stuff all the time, one of you not needed. It's amazing, isn't it? Think about it. If both of you agree on the same things at the same time, whatever, you know what I mean. One of you not needed. Hey, guys, thank you guys for listening to the show. Call in. We in on the show tomorrow. We're headed into the Memorial Day weekend. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. And listen in tomorrow. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. We're going to do same time in about 23.5 hours. Take care, guys.
So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done, the things that haven't occurred yet, the things that they don't want to take responsibility for.